Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship at St. John's. It is a pleasure to welcome you here this morning, whether you're here in this place or whether you join us on the live stream. It is good that you can be with us in worship this morning. Following worship, as always, there is a time for fellowship, a cup of coffee or a glass of lemonade or whatever cold drink is there, so please do plan to stay for a moment of refreshment at the end of the worship service this morning. As of 12 o'clock this morning, or this afternoon, I never know whether more, 12 o'clock, at 12:01 this afternoon, I'm on vacation. And hopefully the service will be finished by then. There's a lot of singing to be done this morning, so we got to keep moving right along. This being Hymn Sing Sunday, thanks to your generous response, we've got lots of hymns to sing this morning. But I begin my holidays following worship this morning during my absence, and Reverend Mark Bourgon is going to be covering for me for pastoral emergencies. So many of you know Mark and how to get hold of him. If not, contact your elder, the church office. They will have that information for you. And along with the pastoral care, Mark will be in the pulpit for a couple of Sundays in my absence, and along with Keppel and Pastor Melody Trolley. She will be new to you here at St. John's. She is a Wesleyan pastor, and she will be here next Sunday, so I know you will welcome her in worship. This is my last opportunity to say how wonderful it has been to have Minna with us for the past several weeks. Minna's back next week, but I'm making her work really hard on my last day. So it's been great to have Minna on the organ during the summer, during Olivia's absence. Olivia will return and be with you on the 16th of August. Many people associate the summer months with a quiet time around the church. Nothing could be further from the truth this year. In a minute, Cynthia is going to give you an update on the roof project, which is a whole story that I will leave for her. But in addition to that, we've also been arranging, making arrangements for the arrival of a new sanctuary piano in just over a week's time, and we look forward to that. But today, as part of our worship service, we're going to take a moment to acknowledge the gift of the present piano that we have enjoyed for about the last decade and a half. So we will take a pause during worship this morning to give thanks to God for that gift of music. And now, Cynthia.
Two weeks ago, I enthusiastically got up here and told you that we would be replacing the Caldwell Hall roof this summer for $102,000. Well, things have changed a little bit. Ottawa Elite began the work in early July, and unfortunately, some serious errors were made. First, they removed the roof entirely, and on July 15th, the rains came. Usually the roofing process is done in sections so that they can mitigate for when the rains come. Then, when the roof was removed, the contractor failed to contact the company that he had subcontracted to put the new roof on. And, guess what? The rains continued. After many phone calls and texts from Bob Martin and me, he finally came and scrambled to add more tarps and tape. However, it was not sufficient, and of course, it didn't stop the rain. Between July 15th and today, we have had a steady stream of water in our gym. It has not helped that this has been an extremely wet July, and the rains keep coming. Because the roof was basically open, the insulation and vapor barrier now need to be removed and replaced at an additional cost. After meeting with a representative from Wolfenberg Roofing, a team of roofers started on the roof on Friday and Saturday. They got halfway through, and they have tarped the other half for us. They will come back on Tuesday and continue to get the job done. In the meantime, I have contacted our insurance company, and they have sent adjusters and engaged a company called Integracon. It is a damage and restoration group. Once the roof is completely installed, they will come in and assess the damage to the gym. Until the adjuster has completed this inspection, we cannot even begin to give you an estimate of what the cost will be to restore the gym. This week, you will be receiving a letter requesting your consideration for contributions to this project. We thank all of those who have contributed already. All of our fundraising efforts for the near future, along with the letter and pledge campaign, will go towards the roof. You will have noticed at the back of the McClellan room this morning, there is a model roof with some shingles on it. Each shingle represents $1,000, and you will be happy to see that we have already raised $48,000. Please give generously so that we can raise the roof. We owe a great deal of gratitude to Dan, Kelly, and Carly, our custodial team, who have worked tirelessly over the past 2 weeks to try to keep the water off of our floor. We also thank Robert and the volunteers who have come in to squeegee, mop, and vacuum for hours. It has been endless and very tiring work, and we thank them. And I have one final request for you. You ready? Please pray for sunshine.
Yes, many of us have been living by the weather forecast anxiously for the last week or so. The last thing we needed to see was that warning on our cell phones yesterday for today. So please pray that in some way we will be spared some of the 50 millimeters of rain that they're talking about later this afternoon, because no matter how well the roof is tarped, some is going to get in at 50 millimeters. It's just a foregone conclusion. But we look forward to, you'll be hearing much more about this, I'm sure, over the coming weeks and months, you will be receiving a letter this week with regard to how you can help. As we enter into worship this morning, we light the Christ candle, as is our custom, as a visible sign that Christ is the light of the world, and that we who are his faithful people seek to walk in the light of his love. Caught myself. We're going to begin worship differently this morning, because there are 14 hymns that we're going to have to get through in the next hour. So we're going to begin our worship in music this morning. Our first hymn is number 73 in the Book of Praise, Praise to the Lord, number 73. Our call to worship is a responsive call and will appear before you on the screens. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad.
O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.
I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears.
O taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge with him. Let us pray. God of grace, our ever-present help and aid, you have given us voices to praise you and hands to serve you. May our worship this day enliven our hearts and show forth your steadfast love to our world. We pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. And we continue in praise as we sing, Great is Thy Faithfulness, hymn 324, or as it will appear before you on the screens. We're going to sing verses 1, 2, and 3 together, and then at the as a closing, we will sing the chorus.
Thank you.
seated. And as we have sung of God's great faithfulness, we come now before God with our confessions, praying to God for all those things that we need his faithfulness to abide. Let us join our voices as we say the prayer as it is on the screen. God of all mercy, give us the grace to make a fresh start each day. We know that we have not loved you with our whole hearts, nor have we loved our neighbors as ourselves. As we hope to be forgiven, teach us also to forgive, and lead us forward to new life where neither grudges nor resentment have a part. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends in Christ, Scripture has promised us that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, nor does God's mercy come to an end. They are new and fresh every morning. Great is God's faithfulness. May we live in that promise and know that through Christ we have been forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. And as God has forgiven us, he also invites us and encourages us to be forgiving of one another. Let us now pause for a moment and exchange with our neighbors a sign of the peace of Christ. And may the peace of Christ be with you all. Once more, let us join our voices in song as we sing the hymn, God Sees the Little Sparrow Fall. The hymn is actually in the insert in the bulletin this morning for those who need the music. And if there's any young people who want to come forward for the time with the family of God, do you want to come forward? We answer from there. If you don't, come on up. Take one of your brothers with you because he kind of nudged you along. And we usually sit right here. And your name is, by the way, what's your name? Liam. Nice to meet you, Liam. And?
Jesper.
Jesper? Nice to meet you both. We just sang a hymn. Well, we're going to sing a lot of hymns this morning. Just sang a hymn about
a church.
About the church, about God's love, but it was also about what? God sees the little sparrow fall. God paints the lilies of the field. Right? Sometimes the easiest way for us to learn about God is to learn of God by looking at God's creation and some of the interactions that we have. I was reminded as I was thinking about this hymn, the one that we just sang, and the one that we're going to sing in a minute, which is "In the Bulb There Is a Flower." So it talks about bulbs, flower bulbs again. It talks about butterflies. So listen for the words. But as I was thinking about those two hymns and where they might fit in this morning's worship, and I decided they would be perfect for this time with the family of God, I thought of this verse from 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. "Those who say, 'I love God,' and hate their brothers and sisters are a liar. For those who do not love a brother or a sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen." That's 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. And so it reminds us of the fact that while we love a God who is eternal and omnipotent and all-powerful, the way we experience God's love is as we look at nature and celebrate the goodness of God that is all around us there, and as we show love to other people and receive love from other people. As we do all of those things, we are being part of the kingdom of God and being reminded that as we gather, we are God's people, and we see God present in the face of all of the people who are here this morning. So that's what I wanted to share with you this morning. I want to thank you for coming up. It's hard to do when you're new to a congregation, so thank you very much, and I'll let you go back and sit with your parents. We will sing now the next hymn. "In the Bulb There Is a Flower." It's going to be a lot of hymns, so we'll stay seated for this one this morning. It's number 674 in the Book of Praise, or as it appears on the screen. And listen for the language of how we learn about God from all of the things that we observe around us. "In the Bulb There Is a Flower." As we've been preparing for this service, and I've been asking you for your favorite hymns over the last few weeks, I don't know everybody who gave me a hymn, because many of you just put the little slips of paper into the offering plates as they went by on a Sunday morning. Thank you for your participation in that way. But I do know that this is Gail's favorite hymn. So I'm going to... It's one of my favorite hymns too, Gail. Except I never say, oh, this is one of my favorite hymns, because you all have heard me do it. The next week I go, oh, this is one of my favorite hymns. And then the next week after that, I claim that the next one is one of my favorite hymns too. So, but Breathe On Me, Breath of God is a wonderful hymn. And it's in every week as we gather in worship and we say the prayer of illumination, we request God that God would be present with us and breathe his spirit into us. So as we prepare to hear God's word today, we will sing prayerfully the first two verses of Breathe On Me, Breath of God. Turn now in Scripture to the book of Hebrews, reading Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, and then continuing with verses 3, 1 to 6. Let us listen for God's word as it has been given to us in these opening verses of the book of Hebrews. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days he has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being. And he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. And continuing from chapter 3 and the first verse. Therefore, brothers and sisters, holy partners in a heavenly calling, consider that Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful to all God's house. Yet Jesus is worthy of more glory than Moses, just as the builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Each week as we gather in worship, in word and in song, we celebrate the glory of Christ and the fact that Jesus is the full embodiment of God. We turn this morning now to a set of three hymns that focus on the life of Christ and how he embodies for us the fullness of God. We begin with hymn 250 in the Book of Praise, or as it will appear before us on the screens, The Lord of the Dance, and then we will keep moving through. Let us sing Lord of the Dance. And you can be seated. I apologize. I meant to have you sit for this set of hymns. So I just forgot to say that. Otherwise, you'll be standing as long as I do in worship. As we move from Lord of the Dance, we turn to the fact that Christ has been sent to us to be the reconciliation of all of our sin. And for that, we give thanks and glory to God. To God be the glory is a hymn that conveys this message so dearly. And we will sing to God be the glory, hymn 350 in the Book of Praise, or as it will appear on the screens. And we'll sing verses 1, 2, and 3 together, and then the chorus. And from the celebration of God and of God's love, we acknowledge the fact that we are called to be God's people, gathered together in communities of faith, the church. But we acknowledge that our gathering is not simply mere fellowship at all, but is based and rooted on the foundation of Jesus Christ our Lord. Hymn number 479, The Church's One Foundation. We will sing verses 1, 2, and 4, or as they're in order on the presentation.
Thank you.
We move now from the celebration of the great of the gift of God's love revealed to us in Jesus Christ to that great vision glorious and the church at rest as we turn to the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 7. And the promise of a new kingdom from God. Let us listen for God's word. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her bridegroom. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." And he also wrote, said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." And then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the springs of life. Those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God for his word to us. Our next hymn is Una's. Now, two people requested this hymn, and I suspect they both came from this little mafia over here in the corner. I'm not sure, but I'm guessing just to make sure that we got this in. But I also understand that this hymn was one of Fred Rennie's favorite hymns. So probably Fred introduced it to me, to the congregation many years ago, and Fred was the minister in this place. Interestingly enough, I do not know this hymn. So for all those Sundays that I've introduced a new hymn and you've gone, "I don't know this hymn," it's my turn today. I do not know this hymn, but I look forward to singing it with you. "Pleasant are thy courts above" is the hymn. Because it may be unfamiliar for some, we're going to sing all four verses so that hopefully we will feel confident by verse four. So please do, as you are learning it, join in, and we will praise God. Again, for these two hymns, next two hymns, we will remain seated. Let us sing the hymn, "Pleasant Are the Courts Above." It is in your bulletin and will appear on the screen.
Oh, Sun and shield alike thou art, by the Lord my ever art. Grace and glory fall on thee, shower, O shower them on thee.
And in similar theme, we turn to the hymn, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds, and we sing, which is hymn 81 in the Book of Praise. We're going to sing verses 1, 2, and 5 of this verse. The words for the hymn will appear on the screen. Blessed Be the Tie That Binds is resonant with so many different understandings. It speaks of the fellowship of the church. It speaks of the fellowship of the church terrestrial with the church eternal. And often it is one of those hymns that we sing as we remember others. As we come now to this moment in the order of worship to have a moment of thanksgiving for the grand piano that has been part of our life, for the last little while, we're mindful that this was a memorial gift at one time and that it was one of those ties that bound us in this church terrestrial with the heavenly kingdom of God. In June of 2010, the congregation of St. John's Presbyterian Church received the donation of a grand piano placed in loving memory of Millicent Luscombe, affectionately known as Boo. It's on the plaque, so I have to say it. The grandmother of Brett and Gregor Dahl. And so we received that from the Dahl family, and we were grateful at the time for that that gift. Over the past 17 years, the instrument has been has assisted us as a congregation to give praise and glory to God in preludes and postludes, in hymns and anthems, all offered in praise of the one true God. Over the next couple of weeks, a replacement piano will be arriving here in the sanctuary. And so this morning, we take a moment to remember all of those times of praise and all of those musicians who have used this piano in love and faithfulness to give praise to our risen God. Let us join our hearts in prayer as we praise, as we come now to give thanks. Let us pray. We praise you, O God, for all great and simple joys, for the gift of wonder, the joy of discovery, and the everlasting freshness of experience. Especially today, we thank you for the gift of music that lifts our hearts and enlivens our souls. We thank you this day for all those times that that our praise has been magnified because of this gift, and for the skill and talent of musicians who have lifted printed notes into joyful praise. May we continue to grow in faith and to find new ways to continue in our truest purpose, to give praise to you, O Lord, our Lord and our God. Amen. And as is often the case when a memorial is received, a plaque is placed upon the gift. One of the sad things is that often as a gift is replaced, the plaque goes with it. However, we have managed to salvage the plaque from the piano, and it will, and have mounted it, and it will go on the wall here as a lasting reminder of the gift from the Dahl family. So thank you for the gift, all of the music that we have enjoyed because of it. The offering, I believe, is next. Yes, it is. Good. What shall I render to the Lord for the many blessings that God has given to me? I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all God's people. Let us now present our tithes and offerings to God. Let us pray. Great and gracious God, you are the giver of every good and perfect gift. We give you thanks this day for the many blessings that you have showered upon us, and pray now that you will take what we present to you and use them for the furtherance of your kingdom in this world. Through them, may the hungry find food, the thirsty a drink, the weary rest, and all hope in you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Jamila wants you to stand for the next hymn, because this is Jamila's request. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. We sing hymn 461 in the Book of Praise, verses 1, 2, and 5. Sorry, Jamila, only 3 verses. And I invite you to sit. We'll sit for Precious Lord, Take My Hand, number 675 in the Book of Praise, and this will be our hymn that will move us into our prayers of intercession this morning. Let us sing, Precious Lord, Take My Hand.
Take my hand, lead me on, let me stand.
this year as we've been moving through the Psalms and we've been singing a lot of Psalms in worship, we've noted the fact that the Psalms speak of our deepest needs. Precious Lord, Take My Hand is also one of those hymns, which is an intercession to God to be present with us in all of the seasons of life. Likewise is the hymn In the Garden, which was requested. This morning's prayers of the people, or intercessory prayers, are going to be interspersed with the hymn. So we will sing a verse of the hymn, then there will be spoken prayer, verse of the hymn, spoken prayer, until we get to the end. So let us begin our time of prayer in meditative song as we sing the first verse of In the Garden. Creating God, before time began, you spoke into the darkness and called forth light and life, and declared that it was good. We thank you for the wonder that surrounds us, from the tallest trees in the forest to the smallest bacteria in the soil. Each is a part of the intricate dance of life, and each reveals to us the wondrous love with which you have made all things. Ever-present God, we give you thanks for the gift of Scripture, through which your will for us and for our lives is revealed. For the church, in which your people are strengthened in faith and empowered for service by the moving of your Holy Spirit, and for the mystery of sacred song, wherein both our hearts and souls are stirred to a great yearning for you. I'd stay in the garden with you. We pray this day for those who feel life's darkness closing in, for those who are ill or awaiting diagnosis, for the lonely and those who are uncertain as to what life has in store for them, and for those who face death and those who mourn. Be present with them. Speak to them your words of peace, that nothing can separate us from your love. Gracious and merciful God, abounding in steadfast love, we join our voices with all your creation in singing your praises and blessing your name, for you have walked with us and shown us your faithfulness. Hold us in the company of all those who, having served their day and generation in the faith, now join with your eternal choir, ever singing your praise. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught his disciples to pray in this manner. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, we've made it to the end. 13 hymns in just over an hour. That's pretty good. Congratulations. I want to thank you as a congregation for providing hymns that actually fit thematically into something that we could call a service of worship this morning. It was wonderful that everything seemed to find its place through the week as I was planning this worship. A reminder, there were a couple of hymns that were requested that we have sung previously in the last couple of weeks. The contemporary setting of the 23rd Psalm, as the deer pants for the water, we sang Valerie's hymn number 53. What was it again, Valerie? How lovely is thy dwelling place? Yes. And we sang that just, that was last week. So we managed to sneak in a few extras because they were selected as hymns for our worship leading up to this week. The last, and I don't know who requested this. I did not request this. However, seeing as it is it used to be the regimental march of the chaplain's branch, I should have. It was my regimental march back in the day. Onward, Christian Soldiers is our closing hymn for this morning. Hymn 487 in the Book of Praise.
Oh,
Now, as you leave this place, go, and in whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.